Before we begin this episode, I want to give a huge shout out to all of our patrons on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. You guys make this podcast possible. Anything as little bit as a dollar really helps us keep this going. But I want to give a special shout out to Kristen Galindo, Evelyn Preciado, Cassandra Tapia for being our BFFs over on Patreon. Y'all have shown out for us for years now, and we really appreciate y'all. So thank you, Christian, Evelyn, Cassandra. And thank you to everyone else who also supports us. If you also want to get some little bonuses, check us out. The link is in the description. You can get video episodes, you can get bonus episodes, and you can get shout outs. So again, that's patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. Let's start the show. All right, we're doing it live. This is Ruben coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
And this is Cassandra coming to you from El Paso, Texas.
And this week's recession indicator is that Trump, halted SNAP benefits and shut the federal, the federal government shut down. And now we have had to reduce airline flights by about 10% because the controllers are super stressed with everything that's happening. So that is, we can't afford to let people take a break because one of the reasons this is also happening is because like that profession is like severely understaffed and overworked and it's such a high stress position and it's so intense that people aren't really allowed to take real breaks. And even if they ever say they need a mental health break, they're forced to continue working. I mean, they're forced to take a mental, you can't say you have like a mental health day in air traffic control because then you're called like unsuited to like to what's that word? To like do your job essentially, because it's like, oh, it's high stress, so you actually need to go away. Like, and so they send them off for I think it's like 3 months. So all of this is happening just because y'all's president didn't want to release the Epstein files and the government shut down. So, but allegedly he's giving people what was it? A $2,000 dividends to make up for all the commotion, all the suffering he's causing with this shutdown.
To shut people up, and it's gonna work because I know some people still bringing up that 2000, 1400, whatever the fuck it was during, what was it, 2020 or 2021. And Brokies kept bringing it up, so I know they're gonna be doing the same. And sorry, not sorry, because like if you're using, like, I just see that all the time. They're like, only one president sent us money. Like, okay, Brokey, like, okay. Like, yeah, like, fucking be sent, like, yeah, you should, as you should, send everybody money, especially with, like, just period, period, but also, like, I don't know, this whole thing, right? Because they're gonna be like, if you're a liberal, you should not be accepting this money. Shut the fuck up.
What the fuck? First of
I already saw
all,
that. Like, oh, if you're a liberal, if you didn't vote for Trump, you shouldn't get the money. Oh, shut the fuck up. I'm gonna take that money. I don't give a fuck.
and it's
But
not.
also, I'm not gonna sit here and act like it erases everything this man has done, or like it means something. Like, shut the fuck up.
And like, let's make something super clear. Like, this is our money. Like, your taxes fund the government, people. Wake the fuck up. Your taxes fund the government. This is like, so it's not like the government found, $2,000 for everybody. Like, this is $2,000 that was like, that was yours at some point that was taxed out of your check, right? So this is, and he says like we're at a surplus. No, we're not, bitch. The US government is in hella debt. Hella debt. He
It
said
was
the,
funny because he, what's that? Because he doesn't do Twitter. What's the thing?
it's like
The
truth or,
little, his little notepads or whatever.
yeah, it's
He's
like
like,
truth, I
people
think.
that are against tariffs are fools. We are now the richest, most respected country in the world with almost no inflation and a record stock market price. 401ks are highest ever. We are taking in trillions of dollars and will soon begin paying down our enormous debt, 37 trillion. Record investment in the USA plants and factories going up all over the place. A dividend of at least 2,000 a person, not including high income people, will be paid to everyone. This whole thing is like crazy. I mean, it's not crazy. This is his thoughts all the time. Like, we are great. We are the best. There's no inflation. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, people can't even fucking afford groceries, bitch. And it's interesting to me that he's saying excluding high income people, because it's like, what does that mean? What is considered high income, right? And I feel like he's also trying to be like not high income people to like appease to people, you know what I mean? Like the anti-rich folks. Also, really quick, guys. So I have been having a lot of stress in my life and anxiety. So I'm breathing. I'm having trouble. I've been tr having trouble breathing for like the last 2 weeks. So I'm sorry if you hear me struggling to breathe or pauses that you all hate or whatever. But anyway, moving on. The on top the government, it's also obviously intentional that he's doing this because everyone is upset about SNAP being cut. And it's interesting because he was like, oh, like people are not going to get SNAP benefits in November. And then the court was like, no, the Supreme Court was like, no, you have to. Like you do,
You have to.
you have to fund it. And then they blocked that. And it's like they are trying so hard to like starve people. And obviously it's intentional because it's also like if people are too. Sorry, there's actually a video that I have, and it was like Fox News, and I'm. Give me 1 second, y'all. Oh, here it is. I don't know who this man is, but this was on Fox News. And this man literally went on there talking about. He says, I have. I don't know if this is. Who is this man? Like a politician, a reporter, who the fuck cares, I guess. But he says, I have a friend in the military who trains military dogs, and they only feed a military dog at night because a hungry dog is an obedient dog.
Oh my God.
And we're not causing people to be hungry to work, then we're providing them with all the meals they need sitting at home. So like, why do we even need SNAP benefits? So this is like the Republicans obviously are just it's like intentional, right? Like let's starve people because the more like hunger is used in war, you know what I mean? It's like it's intentional to starve people because it makes it easier for people to be to manipulate people because they just want access to food, right? Like they're weak. Like this is all like fucking intentional. And like now, because Republicans are so fucking hypocritical that at first they're like their whole thing is let's put Americans first. Let's feed Americans first. Let's take care of our own. Let's take care of veterans and our homeless and blah blah blah. And we don't want undocumented people here because it's like this very nationalist thing that they do. And then it's when you're like, okay, well, your president is starving Americans, right? And so now they're like, the government shouldn't be feeding you. It's not the government's responsibility to provide for you. And it's like, first, like more than anything, like
More than anything, yes,
I
it is. Yes, it is your government's like.
it is. But even aside from that, I'm like, why are these like I feel like every year or like since this has because like fascism didn't just show up at our door. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like been on like these last few years, like everyone has gotten just so disgusting, like so nasty at other people. Like, how are you gonna sit here and say that you don't care that if other people are starving because it's like some political thing that you need to back up this man and everything he does? And like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just sit here and say this is wrong and people should be fed. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And like, that is the level, that is where we're at because this administration is a cult. And so everyone's going to follow whatever they're going to defend, whatever this administration does in one way or another. And a lot of that is like going back to empathy. Like, you don't have empathy for your fellow neighbor, regardless of their political, regardless of anything. It like, didn't JD Vance do like some interview where he was like, oh, people don't feel comfortable living next to people who don't speak the same language, which is such a fucking wild thing to say coming from you when you, whatever,
Married an Indian woman, but
married an Indian
that's
woman.
another conversation.
That's another conversation, but it's like this is the individual, like it just It's not surprising. I know this is what Republicans think, but it's just like I feel like it's on another level of like just what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, why would you sit here and say, or they say, oh, well, Trump, people that are Trump supporters like aren't on Snap. Like, the only people I see complaining about Snap are liberals. And it's like, that's a fucking lie. That's also a fucking lie. But a lot of like white people that are on Snap, yes,
Also,
they are MAGA supporters, but it's like, first of all, not a lot of them. And even then, like, some of them are like in these like excluded small towns, like poor ass states, you know what I mean? Where it's like, it's a lie. Obviously, people want to just act like only black and brown people are on government assistance or only Democrats are on government assistance. And it's a lie, but it's also like, why don't you question why there's so many people that need government assistance? You know what I mean? And we already talked about this. It's like this stereotype, right? That like everyone's lazy, no one wants to get a job, and you just want to live off the government. And when the reality is like these people have jobs.
You can't even get SNAP benefits without a job. And like something
Yeah.
else that I learned recently is that there's a lot of things that you think are just that you don't even consider SNAP benefits or that consider federal, assistance that are federally funded. There's some transportation stuff, some education stuff that is federally funded. But just because like folks don't understand the extent to which people all around them need help, they don't think that they're or that the extent that they themselves might need help, they don't get that why these things matter.
Yeah, like I saw a tweet I didn't even reply to because sometimes I'm just like, what is the point of replying to this? And it was like some girl, I don't know, just some random girl came across my TL and she was like, oh, my greatest flex as a mother is not being on Snap. And I'm like, that's your biggest flex as a mom? That's sad. But it's like this thing of like looking down on people like you're better than someone because you're not on Snap. Like, get the fuck out of here. You know, because I don't wish this on anyone, but it's like you are one paycheck away. A lot of the majority of people are like one accident, one emergency, one paycheck away from being on the streets. From needing government assistance. And like if you are on government assistance, right? Like I just like there's you're not a failure. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with you. You're not what all these people are saying online. Like there's nothing to be ashamed of for needing government assistance because at the end of the day, it's the government's fault that we don't have living wages, that we don't have healthcare, that we don't have access to like cheap groceries. Like this is all the government's fault. You know, this is like the state. This is like state violence. It's like there's nothing wrong with you for needing government assistance or asking for it, which it's not even nice to ask because of the stigma of even being on these programs, you know? Like I feel like people just like try to paint this thing like people are just like, yeah, let me go sign up for SNAP. Let me go get some housing. Like that's not how the fuck it works, you know?
But yeah, all that. And then, like we said, like there's more than just like even SNAP that's federally funded. This government is affecting even our flights. So, some people, I mean, the best thing that could happen out of that flight shutdown is that, people, out of the federal government shutdown as it relates to flights is that your flight got shut down. But, worst case scenario, like, we already saw at the beginning of the year, remember when there was a plane crash every fucking week because
There was a
of,
plane crash a few days ago that killed 9 or 10 people.
oh my
And then
God.
yesterday there was, I think it was LA, where two planes were about to
Oh,
collide
yes, in
and they
LA.
were able to, like, it didn't happen, but they were very close to colliding. So it's like people have died. It's not like your flight just got delayed. It's like people have, like, there have been plane crashes, like people have died.
But you know who's not dying? The city of New York, baby. It never sleeps, it never dies. Recently, the city of New York succumbed to communism. So congrats, city of New York, for voting for, Zoran Mandani for your next mayor. Hopefully everything He has a blessed career, and that everything that he's promising comes through, and that more progressive people start getting voted in. It is like such a it is like a struggle from here, though, to be like frank with you, because like he wants to do all this stuff, right? But also there's like other folks in government who have like the final word on some things that are centrist, liberal, or center right that are gonna block it. So there's gonna be an election next year that also in New York that also helps it'll help his agenda go through. So I think that the one big thing is that like things like faster trains are kind of out of his hands. And he needs approval from the rest of the government for things like that. But yeah, he Zohra Mamdani won, and it was fun to see all the liberals either like fully not acknowledging it or like, sticking their tail between their legs. What have been some of your favorite reactions from that whole thing?
So it's so funny because on Tuesday I got really high. I took a lot of Eddies that I didn't mean to get this high, but I was like, I was just stressed and I was like, let me take a little edible or whatever. And I usually take it like later on at night when like my son's asleep and I'm just like, okay, getting ready for bed, relaxing, whatever. And I was in the middle of doing laundry and it's just that I got these edibles and they were new and I had been taking them and I was like, nothing's happening. Like, maybe I should take two, right? And
Yeah,
I think I
no,
took three.
never. Three.
I think I took like three. And so I was like doing laundry. And that was like when the news broke that like he had won. And so I was all like, oh, let me look, because everyone's so funny on Twitter. Like, let me see all these tweets or whatever. And I was just like, oh my God, like I'm so high right now. And anyway, to make a long story short, like that night, everything just felt so amazing. And I was like, wow. Like, there is hope in the world.
You were
Like,
living the fuck
I was
out.
living the fuck out. I was high as fuck. I'm dead ass. Like, I was just like, I was having like epiphany with my motherhood, like being a mother. Like, I was just going through all
What
the like, I was just so
was the
like,
epiphany with your
oh
motherhood?
my, I was cry like three times when I was
Oh
like
my God.
getting my son ready for bed because I was like, I love him so much. I was just like, what? Oh my God. Like, I just need to quit my shit. Like, so when he won, I was just like, yes, like, this is like, I feel this is like what happened when Obama won,
Yeah, oh God.
Come on, he really is like the millennial Obamas. And that means at the same time, like, this is
Yeah,
sad,
like we've been here, but let's have some hope.
like tonight when I'm high, like, it's fine. But at the end of the day, oh, sorry, I'm sorry, some of my reactions, I think the first thing I did was go on Deborah Messing's
Oh,
Instagram
that bitch had a
because
crash out.
I don't know if you saw, I'm probably one of the only because I don't follow her, but that day before the election results were even announced, she had posted like 100 stories on her
Yeah.
Instagram and I saw every single one because I was bored at work.
Shut up.
And I was just like, it's just like funny to me to see Zionists like all her stories were like, don't vote for him. Like
Yeah.
he like just crazy. And so when he won, it took her, I don't think she posted anything till the next day. So it was
No.
funny.
I saw one story from hers that was like, I cannot believe people think like this. Like, it was her posting like some fucking gay guy, like some liberal dude who was like mourning the fact that Mamdani won, and he was comparing it the guy on a Deborah Messing story was comparing Mamdani winning to Trump winning. And he was like, the way all you leftists are celebrating is how the rest of us liberals felt when Trump won. So remember that as you're like going by your day or whatever, like, that his rhetoric, like affects people or whatever. So he was like comparing him to Trump, crying about how like his rhetoric, quote unquote, was like hurting people. That is wild.
Wait, who said this? Oh, some random person?
Yeah, on her Instagram.
Deborah Messing on her
Yeah.
Instagram. Because she's not a Trump supporter? Or.
No, she's not a Trump supporter. She's a
So what?
liberal. Like, through
She's
and
like a liberal Zionist, quotation
yeah,
marks.
yeah.
But she was still willing to, then that's the thing with her, and obviously with all like the Zionists, like Amy Schumer, like they were the most outspoken about these so-called rapes and sexual assault of Israeli women on October 7th. And then they went and they voted for what's his name?
Eric Adam,
No,
or
the guy that
which
was
one?
Andrew Cuomo. What's his
Andrew
name?
Cuomo.
Cuomo.
Andrew
So like
Cuomo.
whatever the fuck his name is, I just see his name and I'm like I say it in my brain, but I've never said it out loud because I don't need to. But it's like they turned around and voted for like a sexual predator. Like that's why I can't take y'all seriously. Like whatever. I wish there was more there. I didn't really see any videos of like people crashing out. I think I just obviously assumed Deborah Messing Wood and like Michael Rapaport. And then I saw I think it was interesting to me is, well, not really, but like Democrats that had ignored him throughout all this campaigning, all of a sudden kind of like the Democrats want to take credit, right? Like for his victory, to be like, see, the Democrats, you know, did something good, or like they like us again or whatever. And it's like, y'all are full of shit.
They were
Like,
like trying to join in on like the living out quote
yes, they were
unquote
either trying to join in and like take some kind of like, we did
credit.
this, right? Or they were completely ignoring him still. Like, what's his name?
Pete
Pete.
Buttigieg, who I
And I
just
think
read.
Cory Booker
Oh,
too.
Cory Booker too, think like he was like congrats to everybody, like he posted a long ass thing about thanking everybody, but Cory Booker got his ass handed to him in regards to Zohran by those two, I think it's called like I've Had It podcast. Those two like southern suburban women who are like basically at this point the Joe Rogan on the left. They went on her pot on their podcast and they pressed him on like, you know, like AIPAC owns you essentially, like you're just AIPAC's bitch, and you know Zohran isn't that, so like what do you have to say to that? And he couldn't answer to that. He couldn't answer to like, you know, there being a genocide in Palestine. And so that's why, you know, he's bitter that like progressive people have been winning. And so is Pete Buttigieg. Like, I just recently found out that like Zondan, some Zohran Mamdani won more votes in these last two elections than Pete Buttigieg has his entire like career.
No. I think sorry y'all. At the end of the day for me, like I'm still like, okay, Zoran is still a politician, like let's move on. Like it's like holding both, because for me, like I do also, I don't know if we mentioned, obviously on this day Dick Cheney also died.
Oh yeah, RIP. And Zoran found out while he was placing his vote.
Yeah. And so like even that, Dick Cheney dying and him getting elected, just like that whole day, I feel like highlights, like, yeah, okay, like identity politics aside, it's like there is like some symbolic reference there, right? That like since September 11th, like Muslim South Asian person got elected in New York City, you know what I mean? Where it's like the where 9/11 happened and Dick Cheney died. And so it was like
Well, I don't
that.
think he died in
Well, he
New
didn't die
York.
on the day, but it's like the day
No, he
people
did
found
die on the
out,
day,
you
I
know.
think. No, I think he didn't die in New York.
No, yeah, but on the day, and also like because Dick Cheney's so tied to, you know what I mean? Like
Yeah,
it
to
was
9/11.
very, like it was a
Yeah, it was super
very
symbolic.
fascinating day to say the least. And so like I am like it does mean a lot to have like a Muslim mayor in New York of all places, right? Like I'm and like just as like when Obama won and what that meant for Black people, like regardless of Obama, right? Like in that moment, like it felt amazing, right? To have a Black president. So like I don't want to discount that for Muslim people, especially for Arabs, right? But at the end of the day, it's like people get too carried away with that, right? Like now it's hard. Like that's with AOC, with Sanders, with the politicians like Kamala Harris, mostly Democrats, right? Especially the more progressive they are, like I feel like people find it harder to critique them or denounce them or like hold them accountable to anything. They're just kind of like, well, he's one of the good ones, like you know what I mean? And it's like, yes, let's acknowledge that, but also like let's not let him become just like the celebrity that we praise, right? Because I'm already seeing that, not just with him, but now with his wife. We're,
Oh
and it, and
yeah.
I'm not even shitting on her, right? It's like we can, like it's okay. Like this is his wife. This is she's an artist. Whatever, whatever. But it's like y'all are doing a lot right now, and like y'all are doing a lot as far as like this whole. I feel like the sexualization of both of them is kind of
Oh
weird
yeah.
now, and I'm like, okay,
I'm
like
part of the
that's.
problem.
Let's, yeah, like it's a lot of that, obviously. I'm trying to think of what. Oh yeah, and then I saw a lot of obviously people like fucking liberals and Democrats who like were Harris supporters who were like, why didn't you all
Yeah.
show up,
Last
in
year.
November? And it's like because like again, we don't owe these politicians anything. They
Yeah.
fight for, they need to get our, they need to get your vote. Like, why do you think that you are just like obligated to vote for every
Yeah.
Democrat or every Republican, like whoever? It's like they need to work for it. And Kamala Harris want, I mean, she ran a terrible fucking campaign.
Yep.
And honestly, it was just like a Republican campaign. She was just like all about border militarization and being tougher than Trump and like funding a genocide and like,
Yep.
you guys really think that because she's a Democrat or she's a woman or she's whatever, that people just need to blindly, because like that's all Democrats have is like, we are not Republicans. We are
Yeah.
not these bad people, instead of what do you actually have to offer us? And that's what
Yeah.
Mamdani did. He ran a politics like, I obviously like I already had said it, like I don't really care about electoral politics anymore, but like he ran a good campaign. Like
Yeah.
he was out there, like he got those votes on his own. You know what I mean? And it's like Democrats are just fucking lazy and
Yeah.
they just want to preserve capitalism. Like they don't have no fucking spine. You know what I mean?
Some
And I hope that this, like, you think that this would make them be like, oh, you know what I mean? Like we should be more progressive or like we should take notes from this man. Like,
Yeah.
people want younger politicians. People, you know what I mean? Like you can denounce Israel on some level and still be voted. Like,
Yeah.
but they're not. They're just gonna be like, oh, I don't even know. They're just gonna keep doing, honestly, the same shit they've been doing.
And before I forget, shout out to Portland for protesting Kamala Harris's book tour visit when she came here. So shout out Portland, you guys are real once again. But yeah, like she also Kamala Harris also went on a podcast and she did a UK tour for her book, and the interviewer like didn't let her off easy. They were like, "Do you think you lost because Joe Biden, didn't admit that he was like a weak candidate?" And she wouldn't admit that he was a weak candidate, like at all. She stood by him even when he fucked her over, like if from a like a what's that word? From an unbiased perspective, it is understood that him not stepping down sooner and her actually sticking to his agenda ultimately fucked her up. And the fact that like she still won't like, break that party line is wild. Like, I mean, I guess that's some like, OG shit where like you don't snitch or whatever. That type of mentality. But it's like, girl,
It's
if
also that, but it's also like on some level, well, I think that she agreed with him.
oh
Like,
yeah.
obviously not 100%, but it's like, you know what I mean? She also, it's not like he forced her to, you know, I
Yeah.
feel like it's a little bit of both. But it is like, this is what, like, one of this tweet that I saw about Kamala Harris and her book tours. And it was like, oh, like, these are the worst kind of like memoirs or autobiographies where you're like, oh yeah, behind closed doors, I stood up for you all, or I did
Yeah.
this, or I said that. But in reality, I was a coward. Like,
Yep.
what is that supposed to do for us? You know what I mean? Like, we're supposed to forgive you or have some kind of sympathy for you or understanding. Like, okay. I feel like, I don't know, if you're a politician, you should have a fucking spine. You should like stand by what you're fucking saying. At least like that's like what Republicans do. On some level, at least they're like say it with their chest. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Democrats are just like fucking pushovers and hypocritical.
Yeah. Anything else about Mandani, or do you want to move on? Because this politician's having spine reminds me of Claudia Sheinbaum, the Mexican president who has made headlines. Oh, before I forget, Prop 50 passed in California, which means that the gerrymandering, like the redoing of the lines, was redone. So now California has a chance to become even bluer because, like, in case you didn't know, like, yes, the big cities in California are pretty blue, but as soon as you like leave big cities, it's a little bit more complicated with some, and even then, some big cities like, you know, Orange, you know, all, most of Orange County, including Anaheim where Disneyland is, those are red, red as fuck. You know, Anaheim, home of Disneyland, home of Gwen Stefani and No Doubt, was once called Clanaheim. Like the locals used to call it Clanaheim until like the 2000s. Because like straight up, the KKK used to march through Anaheim. But the gerrymandering, you know, became, you know, Gavin Newsom, you know, grew a pair and, you know, fuck him for trying to run a presidential campaign, even though he fucking hates homeless people. But there's one thing to fight like Republican gerrymandering, you know, it passed through. So hopefully that, you know, becomes better. And we get more representatives in, you know, in office that are, you know, represent the people better. But in Mexico, I want to talk about how the president, you know, faced sexual harassment in the street herself, and it was caught on video when a man tried to grope her and kiss her. And she says that she was in such a hurry that she didn't fully notice, but once the video like became public, like she said it was like part of her, it was her duty essentially, because like if this happened to the president, like it, you know, what are women, you know, what are they facing? You know, in Mexico, femicides are such an issue that it's something like 10 women a day get murdered in Mexico.
Yes.
But you wanted to continue talking about
Yes.
the
So I
situation.
did see that. Yeah, and it's like I understand the con I you know, I the I want to I haven't seen what collectives feminist collectives in Mexico have said about this. I would be interested in seeing if they have anything to say from their perspective, right? Because it's like one, obviously, I'm not here saying that what she experienced is okay. Obviously not. And it is like obviously all women are subject to assault and harassment. It doesn't matter what job you have, clearly, right? Like this was all fucking caught on camera. Like what the fuck? And especially in a place like Mexico where femicides are really high. Like, can you imagine what women in Mexico have to deal with all the time? You know what I mean? On top of that, I haven't really seeked out what women or like feminists in Mexico are saying about that. But a lot of the things that I did see when that happened, because obviously it was a big story, everyone was talking about that. Was that prior? Well, on November 1st, which was last Saturday, right? Yeah, like last Saturday. So, like a few days before this happened, a politician, his name was Carlos Mansa. He was from Michoacán, right? Sorry, let me. Okay, sorry, not Car I think I said his name wrong. His name is Carlos Mansa. No. Oh my God, I can't see. Carlos Manso, I was saying it right. Okay. Carlos Manso, okay. So he was the mayor of the Chamber of Deputies of Mexico. He was from Yurapan. Yeah, he was from Yurapan, Mexico. He was the mayor of Yurapan. Okay. So he was gunned down on November 1st at a day at Dia de los Muertos like festival, right? And it caused like or protests came out of this, right? Like a lot of politicians are have been killed in Mexico, right? And not just Mexico, like we see it in like Latin America all the time, right? Like politicians or environmental activists, right? Like they're all targeted by the cartel. And so Carlos Manzo, oh my God, I'm sorry. Carlos Manzo was very critical of organized crime, of the cartels. And he, that was like one of his biggest, like his thing, right? Like calling it out, talking about that. He had met with the president and asked her to do more. I felt like maybe a lot of politicians or people just feel like she's not doing enough to target organized crime, to the cartels, to like even things that I've seen of people feeling like she not necessarily works with them, right? But kind of just like other presidents before her kind of lets them do their own thing as long as, like she's, looking the other way type of thing. And so when this happened, this story of her being sexually assaulted and harassed, like on the streets, a lot of people in Mexico that I saw were saying that this was some distraction because she didn't want to deal with all the backlash that was happening because they felt that she didn't do enough for him. Like that, you know what I mean? That this like this his death is on the hand is like because of the state, essentially, right? And so I was seeing a lot of that conversation happening as well. And while like I mean they could be two separate things, you know what I mean? It's like this happened to her. It is not okay. It is okay to like acknowledge that and talk about that. And then on the other hand, this is also happening, right? Whether that was like staged or not, like it's does it, I don't even have a comment on that. I feel like we could say denounce what happened to her. And then also like this is also like this isn't the first critique of her. I feel like at the end of the day, she's also like a neoliberal president, just like AMLO. I think she's even like
She's his direct
like his
succession.
protege,
Yeah,
right? Of
she's like the AOC to his Bernie Sanders.
yeah, exactly like that. And so I know there's a lot like the Zapatistas don't like her, a lot of indigenous community, and we can I feel like have I would like to have a conversation about that to, but like to have actual things pulled up. I don't just want to be talking out of my ass, also because I'm not from Mexico, right? Like this is all stuff that I read or that I see or that I follow. But we just did want to be bring attention to that because those things were also like just happening simultaneously, right? I don't know what else to add to that. I did want to, I don't know if you wanted to add anything to that.
No, like I'm only I only learned about that today. I do know that her government did send the military to Michoacán today, actually, November 9th, to go supposedly like deal with like the crime, the specifically as it relates to the cartel and the threats that they're making and the crime that they're committing over there. And she's spending, so she sent the army, the National Guard, and is investing like $3 billion to get a hold of that, get a handle on that situation, which it sucks that like somebody had to die, some like a vocal critic of hers had to die for this to happen. And I hope that like something comes of it.
Yes. Going back though, I'm sorry because we kind of jumped into that. Going back to midterms and what happened in the US like this week, Nancy Pelosi announced that she's going to retire. And she's 85 years old.
Oh
And
my
so I'm
God, she's
like,
so
I don't
young.
know. She's exactly. I'm just like, yes, good that you're retiring, but I'm also like, why are you all holding on to power for so fucking long? Like Dick Cheney died and he was 84. And this bitch is like, it's just whatever. She's, I wonder who's gonna like take her place. I mean,
I
whatever.
mean, it's, she wants to dedicate time to her real passion, which is insider trading. But now I guess she made enough
Exactly.
friends that, she doesn't need to be on the inside to inside trade as much.
It's just. Sorry, I'm trying to remember because I know like 2 days ago, like Trump was giving like some announcement and then like someone passed out. Did you see that?
Oh
Like someone
yeah.
fell or something and he was just like sitting there.
Sitting there looking.
And then before that, I'm thinking of this. I think it was, what's his name? The guy that's always falling. Mitchell.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell fell again.
He fell again when wasn't someone asking him about ice or they were asking him something and then he just like, it was like, he's such a faker. But I'm like, why is,
Somebody.
there's just so many old, I'm sorry. Like, let's be ageist as fuck right now. Like, when I'm talking about like politics, like, why? Like, why? Like, I'm
Somebody
sick of
said that
it.
he has a rose toy inside, and that's why he'd be vibrating.
Well, I
Ooh.
get it. I
Ooh.
love my rose toy. But
Ooh.
anyway, I also wanted to say here in Texas, there were just so many fucking amendments, honestly, and they all fucking passed.
Oh, damn.
And one of the main ones that I wanted to talk about was what was the amendment? Proposition 15. God damn, there was like 20 propositions. And this was about parental rights. And so this conversation goes like with those people that are always like attacking me online that are like, what do you mean children are oppressed? What do you mean children are, you know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
deserve rights or whatever. This is a perfect example of that. Like parental rights. And like I'm talking about Texas everywhere, really, but like Texas is like, I don't know if this is like the first state who has done this, but it was approved. And this was like, the wording is like a yes vote supported amending the Texas Constitution to provide that the parents have the right to exercise care, custody, and control of the parent's child, including the right to make decisions concerning the child's upbringing and the responsibility to nurture and protect the parent's child. So it's like people saw this and it's like, do you agree that like parents ultimately have like the last or the decision to act on behalf of the children, right? And it like I think to everyone that sounds fine because you're kind of like, isn't that already happening, right? Like
Yeah.
you're the parent, like what does this mean? And this passed with like 70%,
Oh
like
my God.
69.8, 30% said no. And so yeah, that was it, to nurture and protect the parent's child. That was like the way it was worded. And the people that supported this, of course, were like the Baptist General Convention of Texas Christian Life Commission, the Family Freedom Project, Texans for Vaccine Choice,
My God.
Texas Homeschool Coalition. So even off the bat, and Texas Right to Life PAC registered in support of the resolution. So what does that tell you right now? The vaccine, the homeschool, the abortion, like the Christian, this is all who is backing this proposition. So that should immediately just tell you what kind of like what the goal is here. And it
Yeah.
really is like to have parents, because parents already do control children. That's like the whole basis of like, right? Like of controlling children. Like children
Yeah.
don't have agency, right? It's like now it's like parental rights and also with the backing of the state, you know what I mean? And it's
Yeah.
like so that you, if you have a trans child, you get to decide if they get to talk to the counselor. You get to decide if they get to see a doctor for gender affirming care. You get to decide if they get vaccinated or not, right? It's like the parent's decision to have full control over this child despite what is best for the child, because parents think, oh, this is my child, I know what's best for him. And it's not. Like, why? You know what I mean? It, just because you're the parent, like, your goal is not to control your child and make mini versions of you and, like, they have to follow everything that you do, right? It's like you are guiding them. And at the end of the day, like, you should be supportive of your children and give them agency and let them have a voice and be able to come to speak out if they don't like something and be able to say that, right? Not just like a parent, but like at school. And so now it's like parental rights are more important than children. At the end of the day, me as an adult, me as a parent, I have the final say. I get to force my trans child to do whatever I want. I get to not vaccinate my children. I get to homeschool my children. And the state can't tell me shit. No one can tell me shit because at the end of the day, I matter more. What my opinion and me, I matter, my authority matters more than what is. Than my child, essentially, right? And
Yeah.
this is a very right-wing thing. I mean, apparently, obviously, because it's like a way to counter trans rights. It's a way to counter your children being gay, you not having to vaccinate your child because you think this way, right? You get to, like, I know, like, now at schools, and I don't know if this is just Texas, but they, like, if your child wants to talk to a counselor, you have to give them permission to do that. Whereas before, if your child just wanted to talk to a counselor, right? Like, they could. And then a lot of, and it's like, it's so fucked up because a lot of children, especially who are being abused at home, being, neglected, but even just outside of that, just like being bullied or having normal feelings of being sad, of wanting to confide in someone, like they're getting that taken away from them because of this right wing, need to control your child so that they don't grow up to be gay, so that they don't grow up to be trans, so that they, you know what I mean? And so, like, it's so fucked up. So, huh. Whoa, sorry there. So fucked up. Because it's like really just an attack on children, right? Like we're trying, like they're trying to frame it in this like, oh, family values, like parents and all this bullshit. And it's like, just because you're a parent doesn't mean that you respect your child or that you love them enough to let them be who they are. It's more of like a controlling, authoritative thing that already exists. Right? Because at the end of the day, even without the state, like parents do make choices for their children. We are the ones who like take care of our children and also abuse them and also neglect them and also, but now it's just like this backing of the state with it. You know what I mean? And so like I know I gotta let like my son goes to the counselor and she had called me and was like, now you need to like sign this paper that you're saying it's okay for me to, talk to your child. And that's like a thing. And I don't know if that's like nationwide or just Texas, but it's like taking resources away from children. You know what I mean? It's like hurting children more than anything. And it's just like really shitty that, that obviously it passed.
Yeah, they're not full human now, essentially. They need they need a somebody to basically make their decisions for them.
And like I'm just reading, like for example, because like the opposition and then the people who were against it, right? Like the organizations that were against this was like Jane's Due Process, National Latina Institute for Reproductive Justice, Parents of Trans Youth, Planned Parenthood, Transgender Education, and so they had
Basically,
stated.
all marginalized groups.
Yeah, and so they, some of the quotes they said was like why they were against this was it decreases youth access to mental health care, it decreases youth access to emergency care, it increases censorship in schools, increases family policing, it harms youth access to gender affirming care and access for youth access to abortion and contraceptives. And also because it says, although the measure does not directly affect schools, it could shape how courts interpret future disputes involving students, parents, and public education, such as curriculum content, disciplinary actions, or access to instructional materials, because the amendment does not define how parental rights interact with the state's duty to provide a uniform system of public schools. It's a long-term implication would depend on how it is applied. So there's just like a lot that they can do with this, right? Because a parent could also be like, oh, you know what? I don't want my child to learn about slavery. I don't want my child to learn about this civil rights history. I don't want my, you know what I mean? It like gives them full access to control everything about their child. And so like, yeah, it's just like for people that are like, I don't understand how children are oppressed or marginalized or whatever the fuck. It's like this is a clear example of that.
Yeah, with you on all those points. I was gonna make a smoother transition into this topic earlier, but Erica Kirk won the Charlie Kirk Legacy Award from Fox News recently, and also in a recent Turning Point USA, like what is it called? Convention, She mentioned that JD Vance reminds her a lot of the best parts of her husband. And the two were seen giving like an awkward intimate hug, which somebody said that sometimes your cuck chair is just your coffin.
Yes. With Trent, like, I'm also like, I'm so fucking tired of Charlie Kirk, bro. Like, honestly, that was one of the best days this year for me.
Yeah.
I had so much fun. Like, those 2 days, loved it. It did a lot
Somebody
for me.
said, like, you know how they were all like, oh, you're gonna see 100 Charlie Kirks now. And it's like, oh, you're gonna see 100 Dick Cheneys
So, like, yes, that was lots of fun, but it's like, why is he like, shut up? And then here in fucking El Paso, there's like a mural of him.
now. Oh my God.
There's like this gun store, and
Yo.
it's like a Christian God right wing fucking
Oh.
store. And I've never been in there, but like, it's funny because I see it's off the freeway, and so like, I know it's there. And like, a friend was like, yeah, like, I went in there one time because I wanted to get a gun or to ask about a
Yeah.
gun or whatever. And they're just like, they were like, why are you wearing a mask? You know what I mean? Like a
Yeah.
mask, right? And my friend was like, that they were like, you can't be in here with that mask.
What
And he was like,
the
okay, well then I'm gonna leave. What the fuck?
hell?
But they were just very like, it's like very Christian, like right wing gun store. And so they put a mural
Oh
of
my
fucking
God.
Charlie Kirk. Which is super funny because it's like him, and then there's like two guns pointing at him, and like not intentional, you know what I mean? But it's kind of funny. And honestly, there's this other mural like in Juarez when you cross, and it's like a Juanga, and it he Charlie Kirk looks like Juanga in this mural, so it's like it's super funny because people are like, "Is that Juanga?" And I'm like, "That's supposed to be Charlie Kirk. Like this is such a mess. Like it's so funny." But honestly, it's just like I hate it. I hate it. It's so embarrassing for El Paso. Like I've seen so many people from outside El Paso be like sharing it. You know what I mean? Like they're like,
Yeah.
look, check out this Charlie Kirk mural in El Paso. And I'm like, this is so fucking embarrassing. Like I don't know how many El Paso listeners we have, but I want to say y'all are fucking corny as fuck if you're in El Paso and support Charlie Kirk, because it's like this is a man who shared the same ideologies as the person who came into our community and shot up a Walmart to kill Hispanic people. And they have the same opinions. They are the same person. And so to have a mural of Charlie Kirk here in El Paso is so fucking disgusting and disrespectful. And it pisses me off. I'm gonna just say that because MAGA beaners,
MAGA
they piss me the
beaners.
yeah, and that's what I call them. Every chance I get. And any comment section, I will call them a fucking MAGA beaner. And I don't give a fuck if anyone thinks my usage of the word beaner is problematic. I don't give a fuck because I'm like, that's all you are. You're a fucking beaner. And
Yeah.
that's what Charlie Kirk and Trump and all these other fucking white Republicans, at the end of the day, that's what they think about you.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, when I call you a beaner, all of a sudden racism exists. Okay. Right? Because to them, it's like, ew, racism is not real. You
Yeah.
know, we're all equal, blah, blah, blah. Okay, Beaner, shut the fuck up. That's all you gotta say. That's my recommendation when you're talking to fucking MAGA fucking losers that are fucking brown. Just shut up, MAGA Beaner.
Real.
Anyway, sorry for that rant. But yeah, the whole JD Vance and like Erica Kirk thing is like, it's a little weird
It's
to watch.
gross.
Like, it's just like, what
Yeah.
is even happening? Why is there a Charlie Kirk legacy award? Like,
Yeah.
he died like 2 months ago. Like, let's calm the
Yeah.
fuck down. And it always looks like some fucking wrestling match happening. Like,
Yeah.
a mess.
God. Somebody tweeted like,
Cannot wait for the Super Bowl. Those are the meltdowns I want to see.
somebody was like, God, I just want to be as happy as Erica Kirk has been these last few weeks.
Right? She's like, this is my time to shine. It's my spotlight. Like that, she's just like an actress. She
She's
just
like,
like thinks she's an actress. She thinks she's like just like fucking
Sydney
her sister,
Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney.
Oh
Fucking
Oh God, that dumbass
There's
biatch.
like no light in her eyes. She's
Oh
just like always like
no.
dead eyes. Like, what is it? The low income white girl eyes.
Not even that. That's Chaperone's eyes, the low income white
Oh.
girl eyes. Cookie Monster pajama pants.
Okay, well, what I mean is like there's like nothing that like she always looks
Yeah.
like she's just like empty in there. Like there's no thoughts, there's no critical, nothing happening in her brain. She
Yeah.
has the charisma of a fucking rock. Like she's not even that pretty. And let me not, because then I just sound like a misogynist myself,
They're
attacking
gonna come for
women.
us again in the
They're gonna come for us
comments.
again. But she's not that cute, okay? I'm just saying that. She's not that cute. Whatever. It's like that's not even the point. The point is like you are a fucking airheaded fucking bimbo, and it's like you either are like you're seeing that in order to be successful in Hollywood or to be relevant or for people to like you, that is your audience, right? Like
Yeah.
racist men that are sexualizing you. And so you have to cater to them because that's your audience now, right? And like you're okay with that because you're like, this is, I'm just gonna lean into this. Or And these could be both. Like, she genuinely does believe this at the same
Yeah.
time, right? Because, like, she had, like, this interview. And I don't even know what inter like, who interviewed her. Because I know people were talking shit about, like, the interview person.
Yeah.
That she, like, I don't know if this was for a magazine or what. But this journalist, if we're going to call her that, she was acting more like a fan
Yeah.
towards Sweeney. And maybe that's why she didn't push hard enough. But she was, like, talking about her Gene ad and how the reaction was and like how people felt that, like as a white person you shouldn't joke about eugenics, like giving her a moment to
Get it
get it
together.
together, to denounce white supremacy, to, I mean, regardless if you believe her, like she could have been like, you know what, I didn't know that was the ad or that was in my
Yeah.
intention, or like I'm, you know what I mean, like
Yeah.
anything. She was just like, I didn't Gene's ad. I just did a
Yeah.
jean that because I love jeans and I wear jeans all the time. And if I have something to say, I'll say it. Okay,
Yeah.
bitch. So you just told us. Well, I already knew, but I hope it's clear for everyone. Like, fuck this bitch.
Yeah.
Because, like, as someone pointed out, like, bitch, you're on a show. People know you because you're on a show where, like, the characters and the story revolves around a black girl and a trans girl. And this is, like, what you're out here talking or saying or doing. Okay.
They don't. She saw somebody, deduce that, she probably saw that, like, realized that she's not gonna make it as, like, an actress long term. So she saw that, like, the only way she can actually make money is by pandering to these right wingers. And, she has admitted in past interviews that, like, she is, like, Hollywood poor. Like, she doesn't have as much money as her peer. She has no, like, safety blanket, or what do they call? She has, like, if this flops for her, like, it flops, right? She's famous, but she's not rich. And so this is part of her strategy to, like, stay relevant or stay alive in like the Hollywood machine. But yeah, I don't want to say that I gave her the benefit of the doubt because I didn't really. But this just confirms everything that, quote unquote, the woke left has been saying about this. And, also that reminds me, her latest movie, I think it's called, like, Mindy, flopped in cinemas. So woke is back. It's Christie. Her new movie's called Christie, and it flopped in the cinema. It was top 10 worst opening weekend ever for a film with over 2,000 theaters, meaning it got pretty much, like, pretty wide release, and it flopped bad. So woke is back,
Is she
baby.
even a good actress? Because, like, outside of Euphoria, I feel like I saw her. She was in, like, this rom-com.
With Glenn Powell.
Yes, with him, which another conversation about that guy. But I saw that, and, like, it was just, to me, it was just, like, a silly little cute rom-com. Like, it was in, like, some deep thing that I feel needed some deep acting or whatever. But other than that, I've never really, I don't even know what else she's in or. Like, if she's even a decent actress, I feel like she's not. I feel like she's just like low income white girl
Oh my God.
with the dead eyes and big boobs. Okay, let me stop. But you know what movie I did see that was
What?
good? That's Frankenstein.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, so like I guess it's like out on Netflix now. I saw it in theaters because I do love. I'm not a big movie person. I'm not. I wish I was. I've said this before. I'm not. But if there's like a decent movie at the theaters, I want to see it because I just like enjoy going to the movies
The
and like eating
cinema.
pop. Yeah, like I like the experience of it, and so I'm like, oh, this looks okay. Like I'll see that. But like at home, I'm not really doing all that. I'm
Yeah.
not watching movies really. But I did go see Frankenstein, and even then, I was like, I don't even know if I'll like this or whatever, but it was good.
Yeah.
And I guess now it's out on Netflix, so if you have Netflix, you should watch it. But also because it's fucking Guillermo del Toro, you know?
Yeah,
Like everything he does is good.
he's anti-AI too, so yep.
Exactly, because he's a real fucking artist.
Yep.
Like you don't.
I do want to see that. Oof. I just have to get in the right headspace for it. But yeah, what made you less bitter this week?
Oh my gosh. Well, when I got super high, I did. I'm
Honestly,
telling you, I was like, I haven't
yeah.
been that high in a long time,
I
and I
like
was just
living the
like
fuck out that day was,
I was just in my
ecstasy.
I wish, and I've been trying to get high like that again, but I cannot. I'm
And
like,
all the
take me
woke is
back.
back memes have really, chef's kiss. Like, put the pronouns back in the email, bitch.
I'm trying to think of what else happened this week. What is even today? Oh, okay. What is this? Yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, I can't think of anything right now. Yeah, I don't know.
Just
That
getting
was it for
high.
me. Just kidding.
Quasi living
Yeah.
out. Yeah, it was that for me.
Getting that level of high for me was really, really nice because I've been stressed. I was like, hell yeah, the world is so good right now. I love it. I love my child. Yeah, especially because waking up the next day and it's like all this shit passed in Texas. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, God. And I already know, like, because Abbott is gonna run again next year.
Oh Lord.
And it's like, I don't know. Living in Texas is like when people are always like blue wave. I'm like, that's not, that's never,
That's never
that's
gonna
not
happen
happening. That's not
here.
happening. That's not happening. And ever since like Trump took office in Texas, it's like the five big major cities mostly, right? Like Houston, Austin, Dallas, San Antonio, maybe, and El Paso. Are like the blue, like everything else is red, but like those sit like the big cities, you know what I mean, are like blue, and especially all like the little like up again, especially like the border cities, right, like El Paso or like in the RGV, like it's always been blue. Even for Sanders, like I feel like the border cities are the ones that are like very blue all the time, and ever since like Trump took office, and that has all just like always been increasing to red.
Oh, shit.
Like all over, even like in El Paso, like we're still technically like a Democratic city, but like every election, it just like gets more Republican. So it's like, it's not even like, oh, blue's taking over or whatever. It's just like always getting worse. So it was funny when Abbott was like, that he's gonna like charge people moving from New York to Texas or whatever. I'm like,
What
who the fuck?
the fuck?
Like who he's like, oh, like after Mamdani wins, like people that are trying to leave New York to come to Texas, like I'm gonna charge them higher tariffs or some shit like that. And it's like, who the fuck is like, oh yeah, let me go to fucking
Oh
Texas
yeah,
unless.
before I forget too, like with the check thing from Trump, it was worded in such a way that it's like $2,000 in dividends.
I
Like
was like, I was rereading it right now, and I'm like, what does this mean? Like, because it's not
it
like
can
we're
come in the
sending
way of
cash.
like tax, either a tax credit or what's most likely to happen is he's gonna say, oh, all the taxes are less now or the produce is less now, and so that's $2,000 that you're saving.
Yeah, it's not even like a stimulus check, is
No.
what I feel like people, when they
Think
see
it
it, they're
is?
gonna be like, hell yeah, like he's sending us like this 2000 check. Yeah, I
Yeah.
was reading, I was like, what does this mean? Like,
Yeah.
how are we getting, I feel like he was implying, yeah, like, oh, because of this, like everyone already has 2000.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But yeah, that is it from me it's this week. All right, y'all. Thank you for joining us. All right. Hope you get that stimmy. Bye.
Bye.
Before we leave, we want to give a shout out to all of our patrons, but especially the folks in our I Know Her level tier, who are Fernando Peña, Selena Portera, Dercy, Miranda E, Magdalena Saucedo, Ronnie Leyva, and Bianca. Y'all are real ones, and we definitely know her. All right, y'all. See you next time. Bye.